You know, like I just told the linemen, I'm happy to be able to come in and work with them every day. And, you know, and they're thankful for their teammates. So it's a good day to get them out of the office a little bit and thinking about family, get a little downtime, and we'll start back up tomorrow. Anytime you get 2 weeks off, you know, you get the bye week and you're off your feet, that team is going to be fresher. But we had 425 yards of offense, and we hold ourselves to high standards, and we hope to have no sacks in the game. We gave up one sack in desperation football at the end. But I thought as a group offensively, obviously we didn't get in on the goal line at the one time. But when you say you can have 425 yards of offense and only and I say only, but we gave up one sack at the end of the game against the sack champions of the NFL, I think the offense did okay other than not scoring in the red zone the one time down, and that's something we're working on fixing. Well, every game is, you know, our goals each week is to be perfect in the red zone every time we can get there, put it in the end zone, and, you know, that's not always going to happen. Obviously, that's above expectations, but that's what we expect, and we feel like we can do it. We feel like, you know, we feel like we got to continue the running game and getting more yards in the running game. We called runs and checked the pass and looks that we didn't want to run the ball into, and that's fair. And so we didn't get as many run calls in the second half as we normally would. And then when you get down by a couple touchdowns, you have to throw it more as well. But so, you know, what we're doing is just trying to get a good balance of play action pass, running game, drop back pass, and see what if we can take it to the dome and do something with it. I think Matt will be fine. But if he wasn't 100%, then, you know, Bush has to step up and play. And obviously, you know, there's some – he caught a check down and did a good job in the game. And so, you know, he'd have to step up. He should be fresh. Well, basically what happened was is the tackle – didn't get as much movement as he should, and then Kyle should get deeper, you know, when he pulls around and he wouldn't get picked. So he, you know, the combination of those two things, and then running always inside the trap block is important no matter what happens, and we didn't do that as well. Earl happened to be the guy that was open, to be honest, and it just worked out that way, and we try to spread the ball around to all the guys, and yeah, Earl got more opportunities in that game just because that's what was there. You know, that's a good question. Kyle is a good-hearted guy, and he's a mature guy in the way of he knew right away. Gosh, I wish I wouldn't have snapped. But in the heat of the moment, a young player who plays with an emotional passion as he does, he lost his mind, and that's not him. And so by the time he got to the sideline, he was already apologetic and felt as he was worried he hurt the team. And so there wasn't much to say to him. He knows, and he knew then. And he's really working hard to fix that so it doesn't happen again.